AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama says last week may have been one of his best while in the White House.
The president says he has had better weeks.
Marrying Michelle, that was a really good week.
Or the ones where his children were born, and a personal basketball best.
There was a game where I scored 27 points.
Still, at a news conference, Obama called last week with his victories on health care and trade and his moving eulogy for the Charleston church shooting victims gratifying.
In many ways, last week was simply a culmination of a lot of work that we've been doing since I came into office.
But perhaps the best thing about it, he says, was seeing the White House bathed in rainbow lights after the Supreme Court issued its landmark ruling on gay marriage.
That was pretty cool.
Mark Smith at the White House.
And during that news conference, President Obama said Iran has to stick with the outlines from previous nuclear agreements or there won't be another one.
I've said from the start, I will walk away from the negotiations if, in fact, it's a bad deal.
The Vienna talks have been extended for a week. Midnight will come and go with no economic bailout or an extension of the old one for Greece. On Sunday, there will be a referendum on the latest proposal, a plan opposed by the current government. Market watcher David Buick says a no vote would leave Greece without financial options. A yes vote could bring down that government.
Alexis Tsipras, the prime minister, would have to resign because he is interested in an out vote. And I think the level of turmoil would be unbelievable.
A National Transportation Safety Board member says something broke inside the engine of a small plane that crashed into a Massachusetts home and burned, killing the three people on board.
We have found evidence of internal damage to the inside of the engine, but we do not yet know the extent or the cause of that damage.
Douglas Bray adds they also found a hole in the plane's crankcase. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 21. This is AP Radio News. A dozen officials have been suspended at the upstate New York prison where two killers escaped. Our Warren Levinson tells us more.
A state official says the superintendent, the security chief, and 10 other staff members at the Clinton Correctional Facility have been put on leave after the escape of two killers this month. The 12 are in addition to two prison staffers who've been arrested for their alleged roles in the escape of David Sweat and Richard Matt. Matt was shot dead Friday. Sweat was shot and captured Sunday. He's at a hospital in Albany where his condition has been upgraded to fair. District Attorney Andrew Wiley reports Sweat told investigators that contrary to reports, he and Matt did not use power tools to cut their way through the steel walls of their cell block. Warren Levinson, New York.
A Florida judge blocks a new state law that requires women to wait 24 hours before getting an abortion. American Civil Liberties Union and the Center for Reproductive Rights sued, arguing that the law violated the right to privacy guaranteed in the Florida Constitution. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.